big announcement this week, and one that I know, Carol, you were waiting for.
Oh, so exciting.
Yeah, same here. And we watched the product launch on 9/23/08. It was Adobe Creative Suite 4. And on the line with us, Doug Winnie, Group Product Manager, Strategic Workflow. Doug, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, not a problem. Glad to be here.
We're really excited to see CS4. I mean, there is some amazing things that have been done with the Creative Suite package.
Yes, I think that what we're putting out there for CS4 is really a compelling thing for designers and developers that are creating online experiences to be much more efficient and much more productive in their day-to-day work.
Doug, the big announcement, of course, is made up of the Creative Suite product lineup. Tell us about the products themselves. What are the different suites that are available?
So Creative Suite 4 includes six suites, which are the same names that we had in CS3. The first is Design Standard and Design Premium, which are focused on the design professional working in print, but also that want to go cross-media and publish to the web. The second group are our Web Premium and Web Standard suites, which are focused for the web professional that want to create interactive web content in either Dreamweaver or Flash that are published to Ajax or to the Flash player. Our third suite is Production Premium, focusing on our video and audio professional, and then our Master Collection, which actually takes all the products of all the suites and combines them into one convenient package.
Wow. So for a graphics design house that is doing everything from video to web to print, this is the package they'd want to be looking at.
Exactly. So it's also what we call the Renaissance designer that touches every single part of media. Having that all-in-one package makes them easily successful in publishing to anything.
Doug, Johnny L. calls this the most compelling release from Adobe to date. Why is that?
Well, in CS3, we're able to successfully merge the Macromedia products with the Adobe products, and that was great. But in CS4, we've been able to take that a step farther and really address the workflows that people were relying on day in and day out that we've had in place for multiple cycles so far.
Yeah.
So one of the big things is the fact that we have big time savers in the day-to-day workflows. And prior to coming to Adobe, I actually was a web professional myself, working in Flex and Flash and Ajax. And something that I'm very excited about is the ability for my day-to-day tasks to be reduced in time so much that I can really focus on the content and the experience instead of just going in and out of different applications.
Well, that comes down to the time savers, where you've taken a task that could take 2 hours, and it seems like you've cut it down to about 20 minutes, which is just absolutely amazing for the designer that's working on a project.
Yeah, and one of the things I do outside of my job here at Adobe is I actually teach Flash to new Flash users.
Yeah.
And one of the hardest things is for a new user to really understand the basics of animation, how to move an object from point A to point B. Before CS4, it was a very cumbersome process, and it required multiple classes to really get them comfortable with it. When I was able to show a couple new Flash users the new animation model on CS4 and how I can get an object to quickly animate from one point to another in three steps, they immediately got it. And then, because the animation model is so much more flexible, they can stretch it, they can rotate it, they can be able to animate different attributes independently from one another. They really got it much faster and were able to create really cool animations in a relatively short amount of time.
Doug, how is the release of Adobe Creative Suite CS4 a little different than the release of Adobe CS3?
One of the nice things about this release is, unlike CS3, we're releasing both the video applications and Master Collection all at the same time.
Right.
If you remember in CS3, we had a bit of a staggered release where Web Premium and where the Web Suites and the Design Suites came out before Production Premium and Master Collection. Now it's all at the same time. And in addition, On Location, which is our on-site video application, is now Mac native. So we now have all the applications native on the Mac.
Doug, in terms of workflow, is there some things that we might see that are different?
So I think one of the things you'll notice is our new XFL workflow, where we're streamlining the workflow going from print to interactive, as well as from video to interactive. And when we looked at how we could make this workflow better, we said, we have internet professionals that are building interactive content that need to collaborate with other application users.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just building a specific export workflow going from, say, InDesign to Flash or from After Effects to Flash, we wanted to look at what would be a better cohesive ecosystem of how these people work together. So we created the XFL file format, which is a native file format for Flash that these other individuals can collaborate in and directly work with the Flash professional using this new native file format to bring content from InDesign in the print world, from After Effects in the motion graphics world, and natively collaborate with their Flash developer.
Doug, well, looking at this in the comment that Johnny L. calling this the most compelling release in Adobe's history, the work that was involved in this, he also stated something like 1,700 person hours to develop this. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I don't know how many of those hours are mine, but I think we have such a great team of engineers, quality assurance engineers, product managers, marketing managers. I mean, it really is a huge amount of effort to put out such a great release. And yeah, I personally thank everyone that was involved.
Yeah, well, let's break it down now by category. In the design category, let's talk about how the product has evolved to kind of help ad designers and layout artists kind of work and bring their products to the web, which is what a lot of now people who've just been doing print are suddenly seeing. Wait a minute, we've got a whole new direction we need to go in.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is the XFL workflow. And as you saw in the launch event, we had a Curiosity Group from Portland showing how a print designer that really relies on InDesign as their primary application, the one that they're most familiar with, can now participate in an interactive workflow with Flash. So combined with bringing, making Flash more approachable and lowering the bar of entry to be successful in Flash, and then have the skills that people have in InDesign still be applicable in this new workflow, really made it possible for Yvonne from the Curiosity Group to be able to go into Flash, feel comfortable, and be able to create some really cool interactive content.
Well, looking at this and the ability now to bring this stuff to the web, you have people who have still hung on to PageMaker, Doug. I was one of those that first, you know, first started with PageMaker. I was like, wow, this is a great program. And then InDesign came out. And I got to tell you, I held back. I was like, no, don't take it from me. But once I started using InDesign, I was like, wow, this is really cool. Do you think that this is going to be the product that will finally get those last holdouts to say, wait a minute, I could save a lot of time here?
Well, in combination with being able to work with an interactive world, for me, the big thing is the pre-flight and the automatic pre-flight in InDesign, which in my career, I actually started off doing newspaper layout, and I was, at the time, using Quark. And I eventually migrated to InDesign early on. And today, when I talk to InDesign users, they say, you know, one of the hardest things for me is I'm doing a lot of my work, and I have to go through a very manual process at the very end to check, double-check, and recheck my work. When I've shown the automatic pre-flight that's built into the application, they're like, you know what, I don't have to interrupt my workflow anymore. I don't have to add this artificial process at the end. I can integrate validation and checking of everything that I do naturally in all my individual tasks, so that when I output my content, I know that it's high quality. And that when I can customize this, so if I know I'm going to be working with an interactive world, I can say, I want to verify that I'm using RGB instead of CMYK. I want to verify that I'm using this type of type versus this type of type. So I'm able to have all that under my control and be completely automatic through the entire process.
Doug, can you break down the components of the design suite for us?
So Design Premium includes InDesign, Photoshop CS4 Extended, which has all those really cool 3D features that Johnny was showing, Illustrator, Flash Professional, Dreamweaver, Fireworks, and Acrobat 9 Professional. And then because we're working with a suite, we also get the advantage of getting Bridge, Device Central, and Version Queue in the box as well.
Now, you'll have a premium and a standard edition as well of this product.
Yes. So the standard edition actually takes away Photoshop Extended and replaces it with the regular Photoshop. So you don't get those 3D capabilities, but you still get all the image editing tools that you rely on. And then also Flash Professional, Dreamweaver, and Fireworks are not part of Design Standard.
But again, this is all CS4. This has all been overhauled and completely, I mean, they've reworked it from the ground up to give users a better experience for time saving and innovation as well.
And also just to make sure that all the applications perform the best way possible on Mac Intel processors as well as in Microsoft Vista.
Earlier you were talking about how new users, it's easier to use Flash. In the web category, has Flash been made easier for these new users or more feature-filled?
I'd say that we've been able to marriage both of those together. So one of the things with the new animation model, like I was mentioning before, is that it's easier to create simple animations. But instead of just leaving it at that, we wanted to make sure that we were addressing the needs of our professional illustrator and designers that are working with animated content to be able to extend it and do more and have more flexibility with it. So in addition to the animation model making it easier to animate, you can now, in essence, double-click into it and animate more discreetly all the different attributes of the animation. So with our new motion editor panel, we were able to take the animation style of After Effects and add that into Flash to really give more control and more capabilities to the professional animator to use in Flash Professional. At the same time, having the new user be easily and rapidly successful in animating content.
This will also make it capable for people who are doing basic websites that would like to be able to do a little more, maybe they're working for a company, be able to integrate some of this Flash elements and give it more of a cinematic feel, correct?
Yes, exactly. And in combination with Flash Player 10, which is including an extensive amount of 3D capabilities, they can now take these two-dimensional objects that they've been able to animate on the plane and give them a new level of realism and a new amount of depth by adding that third dimension.
Now, I noticed something very interesting about the web suite, that you've included Sound Booth, and that's something that wasn't included in the previous version, Sound Booth CS4. Tell us a little bit about this, why, and what are some of the features to Sound Booth that have been added to make it a part of the web suite?
One of the things when Flash application developers or Flash animators are looking for is including the element of audio to create the more immersive experience with their content. And previously, we didn't have Sound Booth as part of that experience in the suite itself. So it was very clear from our customers that they wanted to add the element of audio. And including Sound Booth into that and leveraging the connections between Flash Professional and Sound Booth, which already exists in CS3, that we've extended even more through the ability to create and broadcast Flash events based on different aspects of the Sound Booth file, and for Flash interactivity to be able to react to Sound Booth events as well. The integration there was really compelling for the animator to add easily that audio content to their experience. Sound Booth is really key for us to make sure that web video is going to be successful for anyone that wants to publish. And mm-hmm. Sound Booth's tight integration with the video applications really allows web video to be publishable to the web through Flash Professional. But then also the integration of Sound Booth and Flash with the timelines build to be integrated, Sound Booth files be editable in Flash, that really makes it a really sweet combination between both the video capabilities as well as the animation capabilities of Flash Professional. And Flash Professional is also part of Production Premium, so in being able to integrate your video, interactive, and audio workflows all together in one box really allows you to create a really compelling online experience.
Doug, we're really excited about Dreamweaver CS4. We're both Dreamweaver users. Can you tell us about some of the new features that were added?
So first off, the ability to actually view the live website complete with dynamic data, AJAX interactivity, JavaScript interactivity in Dreamweaver is a huge time saver. The other one is better support for AJAX across the board. So we have the ability for web widgets. So web widgets are AJAX widgets that you can download and integrate into your online experience. We've made it very easy for you to integrate these web widgets like a calendar or other extensibility capabilities to your application right in the app. But then also for the coder, we've added code completion and better support for leading AJAX frameworks like Prototype, which really make Dreamweaver a really easier, much easier application to develop AJAX experiences. And then for the designer, this is something I didn't have a chance to show at the launch, but we have a very tight integration between Photoshop and Dreamweaver in this cycle. If you remember in the past, you could take a PSD, put that into the Dreamweaver site, and then it asks you to take it, and output it as a JPEG, and then that's it.
Yeah.
But the problem though is if the PSD ever changes, you never had a connection back to that. So now I can actually go into that PSD, make a change, and in Dreamweaver you'll see a little icon change to show, hey, I'm out of sync now. I need to re-update this JPEG based on the changes to the PSD.
Wow.
We call this feature Photoshop Smart Objects, which really integrate the Photoshop designer that's working with the web developer in a new way. But to me, the icing on the cake is the live view.
Yeah.
Where you took the WebKit rendering engine, bundled it into Dreamweaver, and the WebKit engine, just for your listeners, is very, it's the same engine that's used in Safari, Google Chrome, as well as our Air Adobe integrated runtime for our Ajax application support. And the ability for WebKit to be integrated to the application prevents me from having to go back and forth between my browser and my Dreamweaver application over and over and over again just to validate, hey, is this div in the right location? Is this style being represented correctly? So my iterative design capabilities are now much broader now that I don't have to go back and forth and just basically do Alt-Tab every single time I want to validate a change.
Again, a really big, huge time saver.
Exactly. I mean, and across the board, combining the Photoshop Smart Objects and the ability for the live view, huge time saver there. And then for teams that are working across locations or are trying to integrate different applications together, we also have Subversion support directly integrated into Dreamweaver, which is a brand new feature.
Will all my older codes and templates still work in CS4?
Yes. So you can actually bring in your old code and your old templates into CS4. And also with CS4, we're going to be launching a new service called in-context editing, which will allow you to take these templates and through adding connections to in-context editing, you can then publish them on the web and have them editable directly in the browser.
Ooh, wow. That makes it real nice. Well, all right, now let's talk about another category that I'm a big fan of, and that's production. Has Adobe seen really a rise in the amount of audio video that have been implemented on websites created, say, with Dreamweaver CS3, or now obviously it'll be with CS4?
A majority of the video that's published on the web is published through the Flash platform. And every single product in Creative Suite has some integration into providing more video, more online interactive content directed to the browser or directed to the desktop. So regardless if you want to work with Ajax, Flash, Flex, or PDF, all of those can be published to either the browser or to the desktop or to, you know, hundreds of millions of mobile devices throughout the world.
I'm a huge fan of Premiere Pro. I love working with the transitions and effects, and I'm sure in CS4, are we going to see more transitions and effects to play around with?
Yes, there will be. And specifically with Premiere Pro, in addition to the speech-to-text feature, which was shown, we also have, in After Effects, we have the ability to use Pixel Bender effects. Pixel Bender is a new technology that we're launching, which is a pixel shader language. So I can create visual cinematic level effects in After Effects that I can use in my video production. I can also take those same effects and through ActionScript integrate them into Flash for direct publishing to Flash Player 10, which will then use the same exact Pixel Bender effects that I would use in After Effects to render those in real time on Flash Player on the web, creating really wow. amazing cinematic level capabilities for special effects and for pixel bender effects in the browser, on the desktop.
Doug, After Effects is a powerful program, but one that I've always kind of been stepped back from because as far as ease of use, getting into it and learning everything, and you go on the web and you see these social networking sites where you see kids creating these effects with After Effects that are just mind-blowing. Has Adobe CS4 After Effects been made a little easier to work with and maybe jump into right away?
So coming from someone that was in the same boat as you, I would open up After Effects in the past and I'd say, wow, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
When I open up After Effects today, the interface has been simplified and I'm able to actually see what I'm doing a lot easier. And it's more natural for me to bring in assets from other applications into After Effects and be able to create that experience. In addition, I feel most comfortable in Flash Professional. So the ability of taking that After Effects composition, that After Effects animation, exporting it to that same XFL format that we were using for InDesign, bring that into Flash, add that interactivity, add that other layer of immersion with that content. I'm able to still use all the great capabilities of After Effects and really make them expressive and interactive for the web using Flash Professional.
That's that real tight integration that has been worked on.
Across the board, yeah. Every single application, yes.
For those video editors, directors, producers, Doug, that are working with Premiere Pro that have different camera formats, there's so many different ones out there now. What are some of the camera formats that are supported in Premiere Pro CS4?
So the camera formats include the P2, AVC HD, as well as the new RED camera format, which has been a huge, big customer request, and it's really opening up a new set of video workflows using Premiere Pro.
All right, now let's move to Photoshop. I know we're taking up a lot of your time, but there's such an expansive distribution of products that people are going to be able to get. Photoshop CS4 Extended has some great new features. One of them that was demonstrated that I know I want to show on my television segment is content-aware scaling. This is like it takes the breath away when you watch it. Can you explain a little bit about this?
So content-aware scaling is if I have an image and I have an image of let's say I have my family. Okay, so I have an image of my family and they're playing out in the backyard and there's grass, there's trees, all this kind of stuff out there. But I need to fit this into a landscape perspective when it actually was a portrait photograph.
Right.
I can now take this image, I can resize it, have it dynamically resize and rescale the content inside of it based on that new perspective, while still preserving all the important parts of the photo. So my family members aren't going to get stretched. The trees aren't going to get stretched. I'm not going to look like I'm 500 pounds. It's going to preserve my actual weight and allow that to be dynamically resizable in a new perspective. And it works the opposite as well. If I want to go from a wide perspective to a narrow perspective, I can take that same image and make it smaller, and then it will preserve. I won't look like I'm 10 pounds. I'll still look like my normal weight.
It's the only way that I can look thin.
you can still turn it off if you want. But using the content-aware scaling, you can take the stretch in any direction, up, down, left, or right, and all the important parts of the image will still be preserved.
Doug, I know that Carol's been wondering about the RAW format for photographers.
Yes, has that been enhanced in CS4?
Yes, through integration with Lightroom as well as with Bridge, we have better support for RAW. And in Photoshop specifically, we now have the ability to have non-destructive adjustment layers be much more easily usable. And I can make non-destructive edits to all my photographs, including Camera RAW, directly within the Camera RAW application or with Bridge or Photoshop.
Wow, this is amazing stuff. All right, so everybody's wondering, when is this going to be available? And what is going to be like the SRP on these? And then will there be an upgrade path for people who have been using CS or CS3, CS2? How is that going to work?
So we are going to be shipping these in our fourth quarter, so that will be coming up. And all the suite editions, like I mentioned before, will be available at the same time. In terms of pricing, all of the pricing information is available at adobe.com, so you can go there and find out all of our different prices. And there are upgrade paths for those that are CS3 users that will make it much, much more affordable to upgrade to all the great new features and integration that we put in CS4.
Awesome. And obviously the website they want to go to is very easy.
It's very easy. It's www.adobe.com.
And Doug, I mean, you've got a great blog. People could definitely check out your blog if they want more information. That would be regarding the web process, correct?
Yes. So I have a blog. It's called Workflow Experiences. It is adobe.dougwinney.com. And on there, I blog a lot of articles about how applications and workflow can happen for web professionals, interactive developers, and for web professional programmers and designers. So if you're looking to find out how I can use XML with Spry, how I can integrate Flux Builder with Flash, I post a lot of articles on how to improve the workflows for the web professional.
Well, it's pretty obvious that Adobe has made the Creative Suite a little easier to work with. There's all kinds of features, time-saving, innovation, and integration as a part of the CS4 suite. But as far as extra training, I know for Photoshop, I've recommended recommended the National Association of Photoshop Professionals, Kelby Training. I know there's some like DVD programs. Carol, you looked at one.
Yes, Photoshop Cafe.
But as far as extra training, can you recommend some sources? And is there some sources on Adobe as well?
We have a lot of training providers, but also we have a lot of training partners like Lynda.com that have posted a lot of content for CS4, but also on Adobe's own Adobe TV, which is tv.adobe.com, we've posted hours and hours of new videos direct from the product managers on all the new features in CS4 for all the products.
Awesome. I want to work for you guys. Are you hiring?
Yeah. Me too.
We'd love to have you.
Awesome. Doug, I tell you what, it's great talking to you, and we're really excited about this and can't wait to get our hands on it. Best of luck in this, and we'll just keep an eye on what comes next from Adobe. It's great stuff.
Great. It was great talking to you, and I am equally excited to see what all the people that use CS4 create.